This is a story about the harmful impacts of climate change in Samoa, especially on our rivers and waterways, and the actions we take today to reduce these impacts. It is funded by PACMAS and proudly produced by students of Maluafo College, Pativaine, Luisa, Upumau, and Fa'amanu, who were kindly held by Radio Polynesia staff, Rudolph Mateia at the Samoa Red Cross Society, and NUS journalism students.
This is my favorite spot. Every day after school, I sit under this banyan tree and enjoy this million-dollar scenery.
You know, Wayne, I would do the same if I lived near a waterfall, river, rainforest, and different birds like you do. This is nice and clean, cool and bright.
Hi, guys. Is this your hideaway? Gee, this is a noisy place. Wow, I never seen those birds before. Are those fruit bats? Oh my gosh, Mao, Mao!
Shh! Quiet! Look at the eels, shrimps, fish, snails. Is that an octopus? Nah, no octopus in the river. But there's so much food in this river, my friends.
So, what are we going to do about it now?
Do what my family does every Saturday. You see those lines of trees, breadfruits, avocados, mangoes, and the fruit beds. Love the banyan trees.
Did you plant them? Did you breed the fish, the shrimps, and the eels?
Come on, Fa'amanu. They don't just grow there by themselves. It's our responsibility to sustain our environment.
I agree with Luisa. I can see Viney's family is already acting against climate change.
So, what are we going to do about it now?
I have an idea. We tell those families living near rivers to do the same as mine. Keep them clean, plant trees alongside the rivers for shade and for food, to reduce soil erosion and to attract birds, and utilize the river to raise fish, shrimps, eels, grow watercress, or can be other sources of income.
Hey, the weather has changed a lot these days. We have rain during the sunny season and unusual heat waves several times this year.
In Apia, maximum temperatures have increased at a rate of 0.22 degrees Celsius per decade.
Increases in average temperature also result in the rise in the number of hot days and warm nights and decline in cooler weather. The waterfalls may dry out as well as the rivers.
We need to work together now and be smart ants to store water. A water tank from Red Cross could help store water or build water storage using rocks and keep plenty of barrels and bottles to store extra water, especially for times of disaster.
Yes, and since the rivers are so clean, people can use it for their showers, laundry, gardens, washing cars, cleaning malls, fish ponds.
While model projections show extreme rainfall days are likely to occur more often, which may mean more flood risk,
then better water management is needed.
So, what are we going to do about it now?
People should protect and conserve our water resources like waterfalls, lakes, rivers, underground water, surface water, spring water, and especially the rainforest.
Yes, fix broken pipelines and maintain water storage. Replant, reforestation. Oh, remember the 5 R? Reuse, reduce, refuse, recycle, and restore.
Yeah, right.
But I'm glad you agreed with me in controlling sea level rising, global warming.
Do you know that sea level near Samoa has risen and will continue to rise throughout this century by about 4 millimeters per year since 1993? This will definitely affect the taste of our fresh water supplies from underground. Trees will die. The rivers depend on rainwater. We must manage our rivers and water resources wisely now.
So, what are we going to do about it now?
We must manage our rivers.
We work together to fight this climate change. Our people of today can keep this world for future generations if we act now against climate change.
So, what are we going to do now?
Okay, let's be responsible people.
The A2C2 Action Against Climate Change Project is a PACMAS initiative showcasing voices of youth, to raise awareness about local climate change solutions. It is a partnership between PACMAS, the Australian Government Department of Environment, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, and Australian Aid, and implemented by Aberdeen Development Innovations.